Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense coming to you live today from, of all places, Wichita, Kansas. And sitting through, I'm just going to get right into it. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, is sitting right across from me here in the studio. I'm actually in his studio. How the heck are you?
I am doing fantastic, my friend. It's great to have you finally in Wichita, Kansas.
It's a lot of fun. I'm invading your space. I hope you don't mind.
It's good. We did the show with my morning show earlier this morning.
How much fun was that?
Oh, I tell you what. I think the listeners enjoyed it. That was a blast of a show. It went just like that.
3 hours flew right
by. Didn't even get to everything we wanted to talk about.
We never do.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know you do a 3 hour show every day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever get to everything you want to talk about.
Never.
I mean, if you did, you should probably find another profession.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true.
Because there's enough content out there. Andy, they're throwing more content at me than I know what to do with. You know, in the middle of the night last night, I did my show yesterday, then flew up here to Wichita. Told my listeners yesterday. And I'm going to take you back to a story that I covered yesterday as well, I think is important. I want to get your perspective on it. I can't call you a millennial. Are you a millennial?
I am, unfortunately.
Okay.
I apologize for it every day. I try to make up for that.
Well, because you were involved in a school shooting when you were younger. So I want to get your perspective on this. And I'll phrase it in a way that I think will excite you. I think you'll like it. And I think the listeners will benefit from that. But I flew up here yesterday after yesterday's live program. And you picked me up at the airport, went back to the Marriott, had a nice dinner and chilled out for a little bit and got to chat in person, which was a lot of fun. I didn't really sleep real, and I usually sleep just out like a light in a hotel. I didn't really sleep. I was at Central Time Zone.
Sure.
I was nice and relaxed and tired, but I was getting a lot of work done.
Sure.
But was up about every hour on the hour, got some sleep, and you picked me up this morning. It's like I'm getting ready to go fishing with my dad because your show runs from 6 to 9.
Right.
And you picked me up at the hotel at what time?
It was right about 5 o'clock.
Which required me to get up around 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So when you texted me when you were out in front of the hotel, you said, I just pulled up out front. I said, oh, man, I just woke up. And I can only imagine what you thought. I said, just kidding. Had to throw that at you. I didn't get a chance to apologize.
You're good. I like it. Usually I'm waking up that time, too, saying, I got to go.
Well, yeah. I felt like I was getting up to go fishing with my dad when I was a kid. I'm like, why am I up this early? I just fell asleep. The point that I'm making is while I was awake, the content coming in, it never stops. Andy.
Sure.
It never stops. I was able to tweet out 3 different stories in the middle of the night. I reserved them for this morning. But
sure.
Even in the middle of the night, you can find this stuff.
Yeah.
My gosh, if you ever run out of content doing what we're doing, I don't know. Maybe it's time I go try to be a professional golfer.
Today's media, before you actually had to do like a massive amount of show prep and like read newspapers and stuff and actually like cut the clippings and highlight things. Now, I mean, with the media, with social media, with the interweb, I mean, there's too much of it and there's so much. And even in one category, like talking about the Second Amendment, good golly.
It's overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming. And what I, as you know, I refer to it prep now. Nowadays, this is my 10th year on national radio. To me now, it's triage.
Right.
It's coming at me so fast. I've literally got to make a decision on the fly. Ah, okay, let me put that one in that stack. Let me put that one in that stack. Maybe I can cover that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that in for today. And then by the time the show pops, 3 of them are already done. You've had to move them. There's more stuff coming at you. I mean, because the Democrats literally, and I know you Democrat gun owners out there, particularly as we were talking about today, Democrat gun owners here in the state of Kansas.
Right.
In Wichita, for example, is it you? You continue to pull the lever for these folks. I mean, we got to call it the way it is. If you're pulling the lever for gun grabbers, yeah, I hold you responsible for it. But at the same time, it's your party elite that left you.
Right.
This is not the same Democrat Party as it was 20, 30 years ago. Hell, even for that matter, 10 years ago. Agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's gone so far to the left. Most Democrats are like, what is going on here? But, I mean, is this really their...
Well, they're pulling the lever for them, Andy.
Well, they're pulling
them. You've got to hold people accountable and responsible. I don't want to hear somebody lecture me about giving Democrats crap about being gun owners because I'm a gun owner, too, when they pull the lever for those people that are coming after my rights and forcing this conversation on air because we're going to have this conversation.
Sure. Do you think people wanted the party to be this way because deep down that's what they really wanted, the socialism? This is, we like the social programs, we like the food stamps.
Some do.
Are they a little shocked?
Some do. Some like that stuff, and that's okay. Some people, here's the deal. If you're a Democrat gun owner, can you be an activist gun rights supporter and be a Democrat gun owner? I submit to you that you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I submit to you that you cannot vote for that person who's coming after your rights and call yourself an activist. What you are is a Democrat who loves guns. And there's nothing wrong with Democrats who love guns.
Sure.
We need more Democrats that love guns. That means you're fixable as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
Fixable in the sense that we can pull you away from the party that's trying to take your guns. However, if you are a Democrat who loves guns, I would also submit to you that there are more important issues out there that make you a Democrat
mm-hmm.
that you would give up your guns for because those issues are more important for you.
Right.
So let's put this in perspective. I'm only asking the Democrat gun owner to be honest. If you pulled the lever for the governor in the state of Kansas, who is not going to advance any gun rights, and you're a Democrat and a gun owner, yeah, I don't have a lot of sympathy for you
sure.
when you complain about your gun rights. Let me take you to a conversation I had with my listeners yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma Moms Demand Action is responding after the Oklahoma State Education Committee passed a bill making it easier to arm teachers.
Sure.
Arming teachers is a good thing, is it not?
You would think so.
After what we saw in Parkland, isn't arming teachers a good thing?
Kind of a common sense thing to do.
The Parkland Commission unanimously recommended arming teachers because they saw the hideous murder tape. They watched it.
Right.
They saw five individual times where that satellite radio moment word there
mm-hmm.
could have been taken down.
Sure.
And there were big, strong men and big, strong ladies who could have, if they had been armed,
sure.
put him down and ended the carnage. And they saw it.
Right.
You have the anti-gun. Pinellas County Sheriff, he's never been a great friend of our gun rights. He likes his gun rights. He supports the Second Amendment, but
right.
we don't need open carry and we don't need constitutional carry. As long as everybody carries their guns the way I say, well, I'm all for gun rights. But the fact of the matter is he flipped his tune on teachers carrying.
Sure.
And that's a huge thing. So here we have Oklahoma, House Bill 2336. That would allow any public school employee with a handgun carry permit to carry a gun on campus and wipe out some of that huge extensive training that they have to go through. Right now, Oklahoma law allows certain educators to be armed if they complete certain training. Under the new bill, school employees would not be required to go through that additional training. Now, I don't know what training they go through in Oklahoma to get their permit. I'm assuming there's some.
Mm-hmm.
This bill says that's enough. In other words, you're a law-abiding citizen. We trust you with a gun in a grocery store, in a bank, behind the wheel of your car. We can trust you in school, too, because you're probably a mom and have kids at home, too.
Yeah.
And we trust you at home with your gun. Why can't we trust you in the school if we've given you the permit? And right now, somebody is screaming, we shouldn't need a stinking permit anyway. I know. I feel you here. That's not the conversation we're having. The fact
Baby
is we have
here.
To have, baby stuff. We have to have a permit, so we have to take the conversation from that point. So
right.
work with us here. Here's what the spokesman for the Screeching Moms said, and I covered this yesterday on the show, and I quote, our teachers are trained to be educators, not law enforcement. And increasing the number of teachers carrying guns in our schools will not make our kids safer.
Ah, there it is.
Okay. First of all, by arming a teacher, are we asking that teacher to be law enforcement? You're
no.
shaking your head. No, we're not. We're not asking that teacher to go out and make arrests on campus. We're not asking that teacher to do law enforcement duties. We're asking that teacher, when that hits the fan, to do something other than lay on top of a kid and die protecting that child.
You would think that that would be, again, a common sense approach is if you handle a firearm at home, if you carry it, concealed carry, open carry, you carry it in public, you carry it at home, you defend your home that way, you use it in that manner. As a teacher and the parent who lets the kid go to school each and every day, to the teacher, and they really are responsible for that child during that time while they're in school, which is what we allow that to happen for 6 to 8 hours a day, even more so than what we could see during the day on a normal basis with our own kids. Why wouldn't we say, hey, you know what? I would like my child to feel protected in that sense, and I feel comfortable with the overseer that I'm letting supervise my child for 8 hours a day, not have that chance to feel comfortable. And as the teacher, why wouldn't the teacher feel like, okay, yeah, I think that they're under my supervision at the time. They're under my umbrella. I'm going to try and take care of these children. Why would that
That's
be?
That's their natural instinct. That's yeah. the teacher's natural instinct. And here's a question that just popped up while I was listening to you, which is why I wanted to talk with you about this today, that I didn't ask my listeners yesterday. And that is, does that screeching mom who said that, Moms Demand Action. That's a silly name, too, by the way, when you think about it.
Cute.
Does that screeching mom feel the same way about that same teacher when she's standing behind her in the grocery store line and the woman has a gun on her hip or under her shirt or in her purse or in her pocketbook?
Probably.
Does she feel that way about her then, too?
Probably.
Oh, so this person just hates the right of law-abiding citizens to carry a gun concealed anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Not just a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Or, as we come down and wind up this segment, let me ask you a question, and we'll carry this into the next segment. Because I can replace teachers with, say, pilots. Our pilots are trained to be pilots, not law enforcement. And increasing the number of pilots carrying guns in our airplanes will not keep the flying public any safer. I would bet you that that screeching mom feels a lot better, particularly after 9/11, knowing damn good and well that the pilot piloting her aircraft is armed.
I don't know. Maybe, though, she likes the free zone. In the air, she wants to feel very comfortable and very in a safe space mentality.
I'm not so sure about that. I don't know how much time we have going into the break. I'm going to let you tell because we're at your studio.
We got about 12 seconds.
About 12 seconds. Okay, well, we'll come back and discuss that when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, live from Wichita, back after this. All right, gun lovers, the clock's ticking on this one. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make your dream a reality. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every single day. So you gotta check them out. That's right, a different gun every single day, but it all ends soon. The official rules are on the page. Just text the word ARM to the number 87222, and you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text the word ARM to 87222, and you can win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com. Hey there, gun lovers. Want to celebrate freedom at the number one destination for American gun owners? Just text EXPO to the number 87222 now for advanced tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through the 19th. You'll get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, and much, much more. But hurry, don't miss your limited-time discount and free Armed American t-shirt. Text the word EXPO to the number 87222 now. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. I've moved the studios just a tad bit north today to the great state of Kansas. I guess I'm in the heartland.
Go west, young man.
Go west, young man. Ah. This is, you know, hey, there's a lot of history in Wichita here about going west.
Absolutely.
A lot of those cattle drives assembled here in Wichita back in the day before they moved out to Dodge City and before they went out west from Dodge. I know my history about Kansas. It's not my first rodeo.
Ah.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
We've got a rodeo in town this weekend, too. What do you got? PBR rodeos.
PBR's
those
in
guys
Wichita
are
this
nuts,
weekend.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, those guys are like, they're like NASCAR drivers of living creatures.
We were talking about on my morning show about the masculinity and about sports and athletes and that sort of thing. You want to take athletes to a new level? Ooh. That's how you do it.
Man, that is how you do. You ever watch that stuff? You've watched
it.
Oh,
yeah, I love it.
It is crazy. Those guys getting on those 2,000-pound bulls that are trying to kill them? Forget it, man, but it is fun to watch.
Yeah.
That and UFC, that's a pretty good night back-to-back, right?
Then you put in the perspective of like football players that cry when they... You know,
I don't watch football anymore. I don't watch pro football anymore.
Yeah,
I'm done with it.
None of it. What about college?
Baseball. College football, I'm okay with.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
all
okay
right.
with college football. I got away from it.
Yeah.
I've shifted over to baseball. I've been a baseball fan my whole life anyway.
Sure.
Season tickets at the Braves now. I couldn't care less. I couldn't tell you who quarterbacks or coaches anybody out there anymore. Don't care. Haven't watched it in three seasons. This season coming up will be my fourth. The NFL lost me with the unpatriotic failure.
Yes.
To stand up for what's right in America and allow those crybabies to control that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Never again.
You know, I got to say, you are lucky with the Braves. I've always been a Braves fan. I got that from my dad, who was always a Braves fan. Chipper Jones was our guy. John Rocker was always fun. John Smoltz. You had Gary Sheffield. I mean, back in the day, you had some heck of a players for the Braves, and I've always kind of stuck with the Braves as a team.
Yeah, I've been living there for about 15 years. I've now got season tickets in the third season of the new SunTrust Park,
nice.
Which is a lot of fun. In fact, my wife and children will be at the game tonight and tomorrow. Got the Mets in town. And I'll tell you, Curt Schilling told me in a private conversation a few months back, he says, when you're in SHOT Show in January, go to Vegas. When you get to Vegas for SHOT Show, go up to a sports book, put $100 on your Braves to take it all the way. He says they are the talk of Major League Baseball right now.
Mm-hmm.
Good, solid, young, upcoming team. I had a friend of mine that works at the sports book at Flamingo notified me just the other day. They're 25-1. I think I'll put that $100 down.
Yeah.
She's going to meet me at the expo. I'll pay her back the $100. $100, hey, you lose it, you lose it. Not poo-pooing $100.
Sure.
But you win it, it's $2,500. So you never know. And they're off to a pretty good start already. So
I love it.
All right, let's go back, Andy, to Oklahoma and House Bill 2336, which would arm teachers
mm-hmm.
with no more than their concealed carry permit right now. I'm all for it.
It should be common sense.
It is common sense. Screeching Mom, we asked. Our teachers, she said, are trained to be educators, not law enforcement, and increasing the number of teachers carrying guns in our schools will not make our kids safer, even though it will. And until a teacher defends and saves a kid, and until it does, will she say that. And I'm going to tell you about a story of evil coming up in just a minute. But I changed the word teacher yesterday to pilot, and I'll do it again now. Our pilots are trained to be educators, not law enforcement, and increasing the number of pilots, armed pilots, carrying guns in the cockpits will not make the flying public any safer, except it does.
It does.
And except when we have to use that, and it does.
Yeah.
And it really does. And we can say the same thing about anybody else. The question that I have for you here before we move on to the next topic is, what's the motivation here for a comment, for commentary like that? To me, it's putting political agenda over and above the safety and security of our kids. And I'll give you one real life example. Parkland, minute and 39 seconds before armed response. Don't forget the guy didn't go in. He was there in a minute and 39 seconds. He could have gone in and ended the carnage, or at least turned the carnage towards him, and he didn't. He failed to do so. Hence, we have the carnage that we have in Parkland. the minute and 38 seconds prior to his arrival, 20 people shot, 9 of them fatal. And this woman, who I'm going to presume is a mother, doesn't want the teacher to have the ability, instead of hovering over that child and shielding her child from bullets, to be able to fight back in that moment when the violence has already begun. Are you kidding me? Seriously?
Here's the thing. I think it's the feel-good feeling. They have been brainwashed. They have been taught. They have been told by the media, by the progressives, by the left, that the gun is the problem. So therefore, if the gun is removed from the situation, then there will be no situation, and then everything will be great. They're looking at this as the opportunity for a nice world utopia to where there are no guns. Everybody lives happily, hunky-dory. They sing kumbaya, hold hands in the trees, around the trees, and they're all good. That doesn't happen. So if you go under that narrative, it's kind of like, if you're counting from 0 to 100, you and I start at 0 and move on up because we understand that's where the number starts. They're starting at number 20 and wondering why we're coming to a different conclusion and why it takes so much longer. It's a totally different playing field. They think the gun is truly the problem, and it's a feel-good. It's not true, and they're doing more harm. It would almost be a situation where we could call social services and be like, you're not teaching your kid properly here. But that's truly what they feel. It's sad.
Unicorn farts smell like strawberry.
Exactly.
Dust too, don't
yeah.
They?
Yeah. Exactly.
Except there are no unicorns, and if there were,
allegedly,
they wouldn't fart strawberry dust.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Don't you hate that word? I hate that word. Let me take you to evil. It's a sad fact that evil exists in this earth, and it's a sad fact that it will always exist on this earth. It's not going anywhere ever. Evil is real. Evil has been here since the dawn of man. Evil predates man.
Sure.
Man only manifests evil when man was created. Texas teen beat his mother with baseball bat, slit her throat with friend's help, police say. Now I'm going to ask you, do you even have to go any farther than that headline? We do, because we don't headline surf on this program, even when we're here in the beautiful KQAM, 1480 AM, Wichita Big Talker Studios, in the eve of the KSR meeting. We don't headline surf.
Right.
There's more to the story than we see here.
Right.
But let's read the headline one more time. Texas teen beat his mother with baseball bat, slit her throat with friend's help. Now, I want you to think about that, and I want you to picture that level of violence. Evil is real, isn't it?
Evil is very real, and they can't blame the gun, although, of course, they're going to try to do so. But there are people in the world that may be sick, that may be depressed, that may not feel well, that may have a grudge, they may have a vendetta. There are people in the world that just want to watch the world burn, in the quotes of Batman in The Dark Knight, that there are bad people out there that want to do bad things. You will never, ever, ever be able to stop them or expose them or be able to rid them of society, because they will always be in existence.
Would any law have stopped this? We haven't even gone past the headline yet.
Yeah.
Would any law have stopped this?
No. Nothing.
Isn't it illegal to beat your mother with a baseball bat?
Yes.
Is it illegal to slit her throat?
Yes.
Is it illegal to enlist the help of a friend to do that?
Yes.
Can we make it any more illegal?
No.
Is it illegal to slit her throat with the intent of murdering her?
Yeah, it's illegal.
So murder is illegal.
Yeah.
Can we make it any more illegal?
You can, I guess, write another law to enforce the previous law, maybe?
No, but nice try. Two Texas teenagers are facing capital murder charges after allegedly killing, allegedly, there's that word, they did, after killing one of their mothers by beating her with a baseball bat and slitting her throat, all because she witnessed them burglarizing her home.
Mm-hmm.
That raises questions there, too. One of them was armed with a gun. They entered the property with a key and started gathering items when the mother walked in. She was then promptly beaten to death. They held her open like a pig and cut her throat, killed her, then wrapped her body in duct tape and covered her with a blanket. His own mother.
Wow.
So I wonder if screeching mom demand action, how she would feel if that woman had used a gun to defend herself under those conditions. I'll ask Andy Hoosier when we come back here from the KQAM studios right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens.
The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense back in the KQAM studios, AM 1480, Wichita's big talker in beautiful Wichita, Kansas. I'm sitting here with my good friend Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. So much fun.
Man.
To be here with you.
Finally.
It was fun to hear Walters at the airport and turn around and see you there because I'd known you for so long. Mm-hmm. And here we're finally getting to not only get to know each other in person, but to actually work together. And that's a great thing. I had a lot of fun with you, Tate, on the 3-hour program. It was
such
a tremendous
blast.
Amount of fun. I'll come back up here on invitation just to do that with you.
Heck yeah.
And
I
have
love
some
it.
Fun and eat a great steak somewhere in Wichita because I know there's great steaks in Wichita.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know that for real because I've enjoyed it myself. But it's great to have you back, Andy. I want to take you back to evil for just a minute if we can. Wrap that up. Then I want to go to California and talk about supermajorities.
Yes.
And what happens?
That's evil too.
Well, that is evil. In fact, hold off. Don't take my thunder yet. Don't take my thunder. We're talking about a young kid, 18 years old. Texas teen is the headline. Beat his mother with baseball bat, slit her throat with friend's help. Now that is, I don't know of any more disturbing headline that I've read in quite some time than that. I have a mother. You have a mother. My son has a mother. Happens to be my wife. Can you imagine? Can you even envision the headline and the horror that occurred here? So let's go a little bit deeper into this. Why am I doing this? Because evil is real and evil exists. And if we deny evil's existence, we put ourselves in evil's harm and in harm's way by denying that evil can approach us. Because evil works when it comes at a time and place of its choosing, doesn't it?
It doesn't go on a schedule. It doesn't go on a time. You can't brace or prepare for it.
You
on
can't,
the whim.
But it can.
Exactly.
Evil can. Evil picks the time and place.
Exactly.
We can only prepare for it. And in order to prepare for it, In order to prepare for it, we have to first off acknowledge its existence. I've said this for years. You cannot take your own self-defense seriously if you refuse to acknowledge that there are bad people who do bad things. Because if you don't think bad people do bad things, you are not taking your personal self-defense seriously enough to want to defend yourself from anything. So you walk through life going, la, 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 la.
Is that like the millennial couple that rode their bikes through the Middle East thinking there were no bad Muslims sort of thing? So therefore, they ended up getting beheaded by the end of the trip?
It won't happen to me mentality.
Right.
And it does.
Media didn't cover that one very well.
No, it won't happen to me until.
Until.
It does. So these two kids broke in armed with a gun to the mother's house. I'm not sure how the son breaks into his own home. He had a key. He was burglarizing his son. Here's what happened. They entered the property with a key and they started quoting, and I'll quote from the piece, gathering items they were going to take from the home. That's when the mom walked in, turned on the lights. They started bludgeoning her from behind with a baseball bat. The friend jumped in the fray during that beating. According to the San Antonio Express, the son told authorities he grabbed a knife from the kitchen and slit his mother's throat, holding her open and slit her throat. The 18-year-olds then wrapped her body in duct tape and covered her with a blanket. After that, they rifled through her wallet. They loaded the stolen items into her car and took money out of her bank account at an ATM. The daughter showed up later because her mother didn't show up at work. So she went to the house, as happens a lot. Hey, where is so-and-so? They go to do a welfare check. Where's my mom? She should have been here by now. They found the house ransacked, the car gone, and they found a blanket surrounded by a pool of blood laid over the mother's body. That's when she called 911. They were eventually tracked down, and a trash bag containing bloody clothes that they had used during the heinous crime was reportedly found by officers at the former's mobile home. So apparently, he was living somewhere else and went and ripped off his mom.
Wow.
You know, I tell you that story, Andy, because from time to time we need to be reminded of this. That there are people out there that will cut your throat for nothing more than the piece of jewelry you're wearing.
Sure.
And they'll do it in front of your kids.
Sure.
In front of your parents. If you're a young woman, they don't care if you're 8 months pregnant, 9 months pregnant. They don't care.
Yeah.
They couldn't care less. Doesn't matter to them. So I remind you of that, and I think it's important.
It really ties in with the whole, as you mentioned, there is evil in the world, but the self-interest of individuals, which, I mean, you can go down the political front saying, oh, look, the personal agenda of a politician up in Washington, D.C. or in the state capital that you live in, it could be the pure evil that people have. It could be the state of desperation that people have based on what, I mean, I'm sure if they're living in the trailer there, they break in there, they're low on drug money, they're low on cash, they needed something, they didn't care, it didn't matter who they hurt, even if it was your own blood, which is a sad position to be in, but that just reinforces no matter what situation we just mentioned there, from the political agenda to the personal agenda to the desperation, reinforces the idea that you have to defend yourself in all types of situations, no matter what.
But we don't want to arm our teachers because keeping our teachers safe doesn't keeping our teachers armed doesn't keep our children safe, of course, until it does.
Right.
Because that is stripping a human right away from someone, the ability to defend themselves, not only themselves, but also the children that they're in charge of.
Oh, yeah.
And when you read a story so evil as this, you imagine it and put it on the same plane as a Nicholas Cruz walking into Parkland, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and gunning down with seemingly reckless abandon, almost enjoying it.
Sure.
You have to be sick in the head to do this and not provide the people who are there the opportunity when the lead is already flying in one direction.
Mm-hmm. This really goes into another discussion, another angle of this. But then when we look at the potential embracement of mental discussions, mental issues here in the country today where someone feels depressed, so we embrace it. If they feel differently, it's artistic. If we even go want to go down the road of the LGBTQ community or people wanting to change their gender because mentally they don't feel comfortable in what body that they're in, sort of thing. Does that play into this as well on people that may have depression that may lead to different things because we've embraced difference and oddness in the people outside of the norm, and that has led to a little bit more of this type of mentality?
That's a tough question to answer.
Yeah.
When you get into the mental health aspect, we have to ask ourselves, what's mentally crazy?
Right.
I've often used it as an example on my program. You've got a guy that lives behind you, that's lived behind you for 20 years. He's never harmed a flea that you know of. Every night at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's out walking around in his backyard squawking like a chicken dressed up in a chicken suit. Is he mentally ill? He's an accountant by day.
Sure.
His grass is always cut. House looks great. But 3 o'clock in the morning, he's out there doing that crazy stuff. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
You write it off as, look at old Crazy Bill's out there again. Got guests come to the house and stay with you. Got to remind him, hey, your window's facing the back. Old Crazy Bill's going to be out there squawking like a chicken. But he's been doing it for 20 years. Is he crazy? Hadn't harmed anybody. Until he does.
Until he does.
How do we know when to make that distinction?
Sure.
The point that I'm trying to make is we don't.
Sure.
Which is why we have a right to defend ourselves. Because we don't have a sixth sense. We don't know what's going to befall us wherever we happen to go. Here's my personal opinion on this, and you know it well. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your own death results due to the actions of someone defending themselves while you were attempting to deprive that person of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you. You should have picked another line of work. And I don't care. This radio host does not care what situation you're in economically in your trailer, does not care that you are low on drugs, does not care that you didn't grow up with a father, doesn't care about any of that. I care about the victim and what happens to them. And I praise God that the victim survives and the criminal dies.
Yes.
That's life. When you attempt to do, I have to go back. That's why I brought this up. Do the screeching moms have any empathy for this woman? Does any one of them say, my God, it's too bad she didn't have a means to defend herself?
Mm-hmm.
How would they feel about that mom being armed? I'll tell you, if the tables were turned and that woman had shot and killed her son, they wouldn't even talk about it.
Sure.
They wouldn't acknowledge it happened. It doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't push their political agenda or their end game. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely agreed. And
you
I
can
think
take
this,
us to the break.
Well, and I think that this takes it to the level of, I think we live in the society today where we like to be the victim. We like to play the victimhood.
Said.
We like to be the victim because the world's against me, which is why I'm justified to go and rob somebody, which is why I hear the story of kids breaking in and they get shot. And then, oh, no, that kind of punishment was not the kind of crime that they committed. So therefore, it shouldn't be justified because they were justified. They were in a bad situation and it's OK. And that's where
I'll let you take it to the break. I'm going to leave it right at that. What do we got? 10 seconds before
10
the break.
Seconds.
When we come back, I want to take you to Blue California, the blue wave, supermajority in California. Wouldn't want to be you.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, segment 4 already. Wow, live from the KQAM studios across the country. Time is flying right by. You know, we did 3 hours of radio this morning and went like that.
4 hours with Mark Walters and Andy rocking
in the same studio.
Oh, in the same studio.
And you know what was fun was taking calls today on the morning show.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, one of it was a recurring theme, it seemed to be. And I don't know why, because we didn't bring it up. The callers did. And that was the whole Form 4473 and the marijuana issue. Is that a big deal here in Kansas? It sounds like it, because the callers came in.
There are a lot of advocates around here that enjoy the marijuana discussion. And as the libertarian conservative flavor that they are, they love to see the declassification of marijuana from the class one category. They'd love to bring it back down to the state level. And that every time I bring it up, because I'm personally not the biggest fan of it, but I mean, maybe at the federal level, whatever. But they are huge advocates for it, and they love to talk about that conversation all the time.
It was obvious to me that they were trying to steer me into the answer that they wanted me to provide.
Yes.
That was not lost on me. So that tells me that it's clearly a topic in Kansas. You know, it is across the country as well. It's not something I've shied away from. We've discussed it.
Sure.
But that's fodder for another program, right?
It's a fun one.
We can talk about that later. Hey, gun lovers, I got to tell you something right now. The clock's ticking, okay? So if you want to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, and I know I would, I'm sure you would too, the USCCA wants to make that dream a reality for you. They are here to help train and protect responsible gun owners just like you and me. Right now, giving away free guns every single day. The free gun giveaway is back.
Oh, man.
And they give away a ton of them every month. They really do. And I've gotten so many emails from Armed American Radio listeners that won the gun. It's great to see. So if you want to be one of them, You got to check this out. It's really simple. Every single day they're giving away guns. The official rules are on the page. Just text the word armed. We're back to that. A-R-M-E-D to the number 87222, and you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily because they'll give up to 17 guns away.
I like it.
So seven. We're not talking Powerball odds here. We're talking about how many people go here on any given day to win the gun a day. So the odds are pretty good. You could win 17. You could win one of 17 Kimbers, one of 17 Glocks, or one of 17 new SIGs. You know about SIGs. You've got one with you right now. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It all ends soon. Don't miss your chance on this. That's texting the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Okay, where were we? We're talking about the marijuana thing here. We got a number of those calls this morning. I thought that was pretty interesting. Let me pivot for you over to California. Wow, California.
Where they have a lot of pot, by the way.
Yeah, they do have a lot of pot in California. And Kamala Harris was talking about pot, right?
Yeah, she's Jamaican. Why
she's
not?
She's Jamaican man.
Let's generalize the entire Jamaican community.
She's Kamala
man.
She's Kamala man. Kamala man is Jamaican man. I'm Kamala man. I'm Jamaican man. Kamala man. But she also, I guess she likes her weed.
Sure.
Right? Well, she's a former prosecutor.
She's not there.
Yeah. She made it clear the other day that she was a gun owner.
Sure.
Is a gun owner.
Yeah.
That's a FUD statement, by the way. I'm a gun owner, but I'm sure we can find common ground.
Yes.
We discussed it on your program earlier this morning. Why do you think she's out saying that right now? What do you think she's trying to accomplish?
I think she's
out lefting other lefties.
Sure.
Why is she bringing up guns and saying, hey, I'm a gun owner?
The Democrats right now are in a position they have to find a unique way to stand out. There's so many people in the field right now, and they have it in their minds that no matter who gets the nomination, the Democrats will win in an easy landslide against Donald Trump because everybody hates Donald Trump, obviously.
Wait a minute. Hold the boat. I could do that because we're sitting here with you.
Yes.
It's easy to interrupt you now because we're looking eye to eye. But isn't that what they thought about Hillary Clinton winning the election in 2016, too?
Yeah.
So they really think that again?
They truly think that. That's why there's so many of them jumping in, because they think it's the biggest fight for them is going to be winning the primary. After that, it's going to be an easy slide downhill just to rock and roll and enjoy. But right now, Bernie Sanders just came out with his Medicare for All 2.0 plan. Cory Booker came out and said he was going to be the biggest enemy of the NRA. They're all coming with their own niche of what they're going to bring to the table.
Why do they want to tax 6 million American gun owners that are cops, veterans, active duty first responders, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, people who believe in aliens and people who don't believe in aliens, black men, black women, white women, orange men, orange women, green women? Why do they want to attack the NRA? Now, I'm going to be, listener, I'll tell you this now. I don't think I told you this. I'm going to be at the NRA convention. I hadn't planned on going, but I will be there in what, a week and a half from now, I think?
Mm-hmm.
The 27th through the 29th in Indianapolis. Make sure to come see me at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. If you're going to be in Indianapolis, I will be there manning the booth with the great Alan Gottlieb for two straight days.
Very good.
And that's going to be – we get a lot of people come to meet us up there. It's a lot of fun. If you get a chance, make sure to stop by and shake our paw. We'll be there shaking hands and taking pictures with you and all that fun stuff. But why do they want to demonize these good people? Why?
It's an easy target.
Well, it's an easy target because of the media. That's really kind of – I think that's the answer I'm looking for. I not from you specifically. It just comes to my mind is because the media portrays the NRA as this demon.
Yes.
When the NRA is just 6 million Americans fighting for the right to bear arms from people like Harris and the rest of them that want to take it from us.
Mm-hmm.
True?
Oh, absolutely true. And that's why Cory Booker thought that would be an easy target. Is the scarecrow, let's build it up, the NRA. It's like Bernie Sanders saying corporation, evil rich. Now, the fact that the corporation's run by a panel of people who have worked their you-know-whats off in order to make the company what it is today, and they should be taken seriously because they're a success business in a capitalist free enterprise system to where that's what you want to do. Cory Booker builds up the scarecrow like Bernie Sanders does with corporations. NRA's bad. Kamala Harris is saying, oh, Barack Obama mentioned we shouldn't be in the firing squad. I need to find my unique niche. I can play off with the moderate Democrats, and I can play off with some in the mid-America regions, Michigan, other places that Donald Trump did very well.
You know what that is? That's the car backfiring on
her.
There
it is.
Because it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. She's not fooling anybody.
There it is.
Now, she may believe she is because she believes that media bubble that they're all living in.
Sure.
Because they believe they're going to win. Didn't learn a lesson from 2016, obviously.
Oh, no, they're still saying that Donald Trump's still a racist Nazi Russian collusion guy.
Watch Donald Trump on a debate stage with any one of these lefties. I mean, the thought of it is laughing, is laughable just like you.
I can't wait. It's going to be our reality TV show of the year.
It's going to be fantastic. Let's stay on the subject of California Dems. Right now, California Dems have new super majorities, and that's bad.
That's very bad.
We're going to see the craziest. Look, California is a cornucopia of – it's a – I got to be really nice the way I describe this. Let's just say it's a petri dish of things that grow in cesspools.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah, that's the visual for you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Because they can do anything they want. In fact, the supermajorities in California are so strong with Democrats right now that the Republicans can only do basically what they're told. Whatever the Democrats want them to do is what they'll do. They are 100% impotent in California. They can do absolutely nothing. So what are they doing? They're planning to pursue a gun tax in addition to all the rest of their stringent gun control that proves a failure. Now they want to tax handgun sales. My question to you is, why does anybody continue to live in this place? Why?
Well, they are one of the number one states of people driving out of there, and that's California and New York are the two states that do that. But you're seeing it left and right. You're seeing you hear about the, I'm a California Republican. Because they're the moderate Republican, but they don't like the crazy lefties that are on there. But with a supermajority, I mean, they have unbelievable power to do the dumbest things in the entire country. And yet we point and laugh at them and people try to leave. But some people embrace it and then say that there's a mistake. But then they still try and vote for the same thing over and over and over again.
Newsom's going to sign whatever comes on his desk, if it has the word anti or if it has the word gun on it, I should say.
Oh, sure.
That's anti-gun. He's going to sign.
Sure.
It doesn't matter how crazy it is. The supermajorities, by the way, in California are so bad, Andy. Democrats are right now on pace to hold 29 of the 40 seats in the state Senate and 60 of 80 in the state assembly.
Sure.
That is 100% Democrat controlled. And watch what's going to happen. All the craziness, all the wackoness, all the goofballness that we're going to see is for all these Democrats outlefting themselves is all going to come from California. It's all going to originate there, whether the candidate does or not. The craziness will originate from California.
Can we use this as an example and say that if you want those type of policies, go to California because there's no obstruction of it. So whatever you like, this is what you're going to get.
Stop going to Florida. Stop going to Arizona. Stop ruining other states by bringing that garbage to those states. I'm going to let you close out the show because I'm in your studio. Tomorrow, Kansas State Rifle Association. Tonight, we'll be speaking a little bit. Tomorrow is the keynote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a great talk. Andy, you're going to be there, MC and the whole gig. Thanks for having me here. Love it. Can't wait to do it again.
I am so glad that you're here in studio. We appreciate it very much coming in, Mark.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1, of the number 4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.